Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I'm so excited to have in studio with us our friends from Hastings Family Service. There is never a dull moment at Hastings Family Service, and the summertime is no exception. And we are chatting it up today with Kelly Carter, who is the Development and Community Relations Coordinator, and also Dina Dunning. She's the Director of Program and Operations. We could not be more excited to see you both. How have you been?
We've been great.
Well, good. So, Dina, I don't think I know you very well. Would you be so kind as to introduce yourself to our listening audience, please?
Well, certainly. So, I am Dina Dunning. I joined the Hastings Family Service family and team back in March. Prior to that, I was doing children's mental health case management in Washington County. So lots of experience working with families, working with children from diverse backgrounds and different needs. So it was just kind of a perfect fit. Hastings is a little bit closer to home. I was not overly familiar with Hastings Family Service. So really just getting to know kind of what they do and what they're all about, fell in love with it before I even started. I would have to say, right when I interviewed, immediately felt at home, just meeting everybody. Everybody was really open and welcoming, all of that. So it was just a nice transition after doing a lot of social work. I did that for about 15 years and just kind of felt like I wanted a little bit of a change, but didn't want to lose touch with working with people, families from all walks of life. So,
well, it sounds like it's a great fit for you. So what have you noticed the differences between working for a government agency versus a nonprofit?
So I have previously worked for nonprofits, but we contracted with counties, so with that government agency. So it was kind of a foot in each door, and that was a big balancing act in trying to figure out what regulations, what rules, all of those pieces. What I think is so nice about Hastings Family Services, it's all of us working together as a team, working with the board and with the community and all of that, but really working with other staff and making those decisions about what's going to be most helpful, most beneficial, what we can do to get out in the community. So I do like that, having it in-house and being able to do that.
You're more able to kind of change your mission or focus for what's needed when and now? Okay.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
I know the mental health piece of certainly of homelessness is a big factor, and I would assume of people not being able to keep a job and therefore maybe needing the services of Hastings Family Service. And so I would assume your mental health background has come in very, very handily. And you're really still in social work.
Yes.
Right?
I didn't think it would be as much just kind of in the role when I first started, but it really has been. And I think it's been really helpful just understanding how all of those pieces interact together, whether somebody has food insecurity or they can't keep a job, or even if they're at risk of losing their home. Because I have worked a lot with just neighbors that really need some assistance with rent, trying to do that, especially through COVID, losing their jobs, all of that. So how does that impact their mental health? Maybe they haven't reached out and asked for help in the past, and just everything feels like it's crashing down. So just being kind of an open door and understanding all of those things work together.
Well, I think what is always worth repeating, and it's something I think you both talk about very often when our friends from Hastings Family Service come in, a lot of people might say, you know, I can buy groceries. I need help with fill in the blank. But your response back to that is,
come to us for your groceries and save that money for paying your rent, buying your prescriptions, paying your phone bill, whatever other needs you may have.
It's just a different way of looking at our pool of money, isn't it?
It is, exactly. Yes. Yes.
And are you seeing that the summertime months have been crazier for you because kids are home from school?
Yes. I notice in my own home with teenage, they're girls at least, not three teenage boys, they're girls. But just the amount, you know, you have lunches there every day, and especially the last 2 years, school lunches have been free. And so it is huge having those kids home all day long and eating and three meals a day at home.
But you're it gets very expensive a lot of times. And so you're saying Hastings Family Services here, take advantage. What are your parameters?
they're really, they can just, they just need to come in. They make, need to make that phone call.
So nice.
And make an appointment, and we figure out what we can do for them. Whether, you know, we might not always be able to say yes to the exact need, but we can maybe refer them to somebody that can help them or help in another way to, like we said, free up some of those funds to make things work for them. So,
and what I think is so great about Hastings Family Service is that it really can be a one-stop shop for other help that you mm-hmm. need. I mean, you can point people in the right direction, and you're not just giving food and that's the end of it.
Right. And yeah. really trying to help, not just maybe even giving them a phone number, but, you know, Dina and her office can say, let's call and talk to somebody right now and kind of do that warm handoff. And not just saying, well, you need to call this number. And
that's important. And that's a huge benefit. And I would assume with your previous occupation, you understand the system, that it can be very overwhelming and daunting for people.
Overwhelming and frustrating.
Yes. So how are you able to help them, Dina?
And I think that's especially true when that's something new to somebody, just to be able, even taking the first steps, right? And how do you do that and navigate? And I've had several neighbors in my office, and we've called, and it's been a 25-minute phone conversation or phone call just trying to get through the prompts and not knowing what you're looking for and who to ask and what to ask for. So I think that's something we work really hard to do, is sit down with neighbors and walk with them through that process and help. And yep, having the background certainly helps, and not becoming frustrated. And sometimes it helps to not be emotionally connected to the immediate crisis, you know, just giving them somebody to be supportive.
Dina's amazing. I mean, you can hear that.
That's
so sweet.
She's even like sat down and helped people fill out their forms for SNAP benefits, so like the food stamp kind of program. So she'll sit down and help them fill out the paperwork that they need to fill out, because, again, it can be very overwhelming. And if you're already emotional about it, yeah, Dina's been a great addition to Hastings Family Service and just has really stepped up, and just I'm proud to work with her.
Oh, I love that. Well, that's awfully nice. Kelly, you're pretty great too, though, and I want to give you a chance to talk about some of the things that are going on at Hastings Family Service besides all these great kindness things that you're doing.
Well, yes. So the community of Hastings just never ceases to amaze me. We just wrapped up our July. It's a Open Your Heart to the Hungry and Homeless does a proportionate match for the month of July. So all funds that we receive are proportionately matched. And whenever you say they're matching dollars, it really gets people to donate. And this year, I just got some more mail in that was mailed over the weekend. So this isn't the final total, but we have raised over $63,000 during the month of July.
Oh my gosh.
Is that, I know.
That's incredible.
And we've had lemonade stands. Pete Likes just did his July Jamboree on Sunday, and they raised $980 at that event. So the 10-cent carnival at River of Life Church. Every year they do this during Rivertown Days, and they had their biggest year this year, and it was $1,647. So over like the last 10 or so years, they have raised over $13,000 for Hastings Family Service at a 10-cent carnival. So
it's pretty impactful.
It is.
It adds up.
Right. So that roll of dimes that you go and spend at that carnival really does make a difference. It just, yeah. And we had a gentleman that came for a food order and donated $8 because that's what he had and wanted to give back. And so it's things like that that just really touch your heart. And we do live in a good community, and there's so much going on in the world right now. So I feel very blessed to see all of this good coming in our doors.
And where will those funds go that you've raised, the $63,000 just this month?
Yeah, so they help with all of our programs. They help with Meals on Wheels. They help with the food shelf. It all stays in our community. And so we can really do a lot with that. And school supplies is coming up.
Exciting stuff. So as far as your, we can get to that if you'd like to, the school supply distribution, that's something that has been ongoing for many, many years. And you're back to not just packing backpacks, right? Tell us about that.
So we are going to open up and do the in-person shopping again this year. So we will have our multipurpose room set up like a little Target. So people can call in starting on Monday to make an appointment for our distribution. And so they can call 651-437-7134, and they would talk to our volunteer receptionist to schedule an appointment. And the distribution dates will be more towards the end of August. We're doing them the 23rd through the 25th, and then the 30th through the 31st.
And explain really what that is, what you're doing.
So they'll come in and they will get a backpack if they need a backpack, and then they get a list of the supplies that they need for their particular school and grade.
And we all have kids. I mean, yes. That is that trip to Target or Walmart or wherever you go is expensive.
It's crazy.
Back to school, and everybody deserves new crayons going back to school, and how wonderful.
Yeah, so we are right now we're taking donations. So if you are at the store and you're buying your kiddos some crayons and markers.
You need everything, don't you?
We do. So if you want to pick up a couple extra, if there's a deal on them, you can drop them off at our donation center Tuesday through Friday between 9 and 4. And they're greatly appreciated. And it's fun. We even have a gentleman that brings in his soft serve ice cream machine. And so once the kids are done with their shopping list, and we have some fun volunteers that will help them walk with them and help them shop. So it is a pretty easy process. And so then they'll get an ice cream cone at the end. And then they also get a coupon for our store so they can go pick out a clothing item or something like that to get them back to school. So, and we do have a voucher, clothing voucher. So if you have a child that needs some back to school clothes, contact us too, and you can schedule an appointment to come in for clothing voucher and pick out some clothes for your kids.
You know, that's a wonderful thing, and that maybe is a good prompt to remind people, as you know, kids have all been wearing shorts in the summer probably, mm-hmm. but try on your long pants,
right?
Because you might find out they're too short for your child, but they're just perfect for somebody.
Oh, yes.
So do you have a wide selection of kids' clothes?
We do. Yes. And we'll get ready to start getting, right now there is a lot of summer stuff in there, but we'll be working on getting it switched over to fall. We are so blessed with the donations that come in our doors. Our volunteers are busy in the donation center.
Well, let's talk about your wonderful store.
Oh, it's amazing. We have everything from, you know, clothing, shoes, underwear, socks, you know, we have toys. Home decor, toys, sheets, bedding, dishes. So in addition to the clothing vouchers, we do have household vouchers too. So somebody that's just starting out in an apartment, they can come in and shop, and we usually have some coffee pots and multiple sets of dishes and like I said, some sheets and comforters and pillows and stuff like that.
Things you need to set up your house.
Yeah, right. So the store is open, but we will be opening on Saturdays. So we have been closed on Saturdays because we just didn't have the staffing. So we hired two amazing part-time store gals that will be working on Saturdays. And so September 10th is the date, and the store will be open from 10 to 3 on Saturdays.
That'll be really nice for people, especially people that are working and might not have a chance to come during the week.
Yeah, it's been hard, and I think people have missed it, so we're very excited to get that back
I bet
open.
You are. So Rivertown Treasures, again, the money that is raised there all goes back into, and it's a real revenue stream for you, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And we say that it helps pay, like, our expenses.
Yes.
And so when you give a gift, $20, $50, $100 gift, it really is going for the programs, and it's helping to buy food for people or help get a ride for somebody that needs a ride to a medical appointment. And so, it's great.
Sure sounds great. So anything else you want to tell us about what's going on? Dina, what's been the most surprising thing for you since you started your job?
I think what it has been is no day is the same, and Again, I've been in social work, so I can say that, but I truly have never felt anything like this. I can walk in with a plan, and then it's gone. Somebody walks in the door, somebody needs something. We're moving shelving units in the warehouse and restocking food. At one point, I think I was cleaning the toilet and starting the dishwasher in the same day, and somebody had asked, like, is there anything that you don't do? And I think that's true for everybody that's there, volunteers and staff. It's just never the same. Everybody pitches in. But I also joke frequently. I'm like, there has to be a time warp. Like, something is happening, because I feel like I walk in at 8 o'clock in the morning and 2 minutes later it's 4 o'clock. Like, it goes by so fast. There's so much to do. It's so much fun, and it's so much work all at the same time. It's just, the days fly by.
It's amazing. She's right. There is no day that is ever the same. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I bet it is. So who would like to give us the information again about back to school?
Sure. People can start calling on Monday, August 8th, to schedule an appointment at 651-437-7134. And then the distribution dates are August 23rd through the 25th and the 30th through the 31st.
And again, the program is open to any child in District 200.
Correct. Yes, they do have to be enrolled in one of the schools here.
Well, gosh, ladies, it's been so great to get caught up with you. We really appreciate all the good work that goes on at Hastings Family Service. And if you want to learn more, please go to the website, because there's a lot of information there as well.
There is, yes. You know, if you want to volunteer, if you want to donate, if you want more information on school supplies and maybe our most needed items list is always getting updated on there as well. So that's at hastingsfamilyservice.org.
Great. Our guest today, Kelly Carter, she's the Development and Community Relations Coordinator, and also Dina Dunning, we want to welcome her. She's the Director of Programs and Operations at Hastings Family Service, and do visit them. They're conveniently located in beautiful, historic downtown Hastings, and they really are here to help you get through any crisis that is coming up in your life. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.